cross and deposition, I like this graphic because it is this huge intersection. When we see a good cross in trial or in arbitration or a hearing or wherever it may be, it always looks so smooth, right? The questioning lawyer is always in control and the witness gives exactly the answer that the lawyer wants. And the lawyer's never arguing with the witness. And the cross is calibrated to the witness. We don't yell at a widow. You know, there's Ernie Cannon, you know, yelling at the, you know, just treating the poor expert. And I don't know that I'll say poor expert in that case because he can. All of that works so well in a cross-examination because we took a good deposition. So we'll kind of start thinking about cross-examination and depositions together, because in theory, they're both about asking questions, right? But in reality, only one place are we asking a question, right? When you think about it, what is the number one rule of cross-examination? Never ask a question that you don't know the answer to. So in cross, we're not asking questions. We are presenting information to a fact finder that we already know. There's no mystery about what the witness is going to say for us. There are no open-ended questions, right? We lead because the focus is on us during cross, and we are merely using that witness as a tool for really, in essence, us to testify. That is fundamentally different than what is happening in a deposition. The only way that we can lead and cross, the only way we can calibrate the deposition, you know, the cross to the witness, the only way we can do all of those things is that we actually discover and ask those questions in our deposition. So in a deposition, we're actually searching for information. And when you think about it, think about how hard it is to find out information if you're not actually asking questions. Okay, so if we think about our deposition, then the first question we're always faced with is to discover or not discover. And I say that because I've watched a lot of lawyers take a lot of depositions where they won't ask the bad information. They don't want to discover the bad facts. Here's the thing, though. Knowing is always better than not knowing. And there's kind of a couple of levels to this. So level one is what you don't know can hurt you. If you don't know that the witness has a great answer to some question because you didn't ask it, you really don't want to hear it for the first time in a deposition or in the trial, in an arbitration, in a hearing. You don't want to hear about it at mediation from your opponent. So first of all, you need to know the answers to any questions that drive your case, that possibly have anything to do with any of the defenses. Anything you need to know, you need to ask. And the second prong of this is that anything your client doesn't know, you need to find out the answer to. Ignorance is never bliss when it comes to cross-examination on the back end. There's a difference between knowing bad information and not wanting to put it on the record. That's not about not knowing. What I'm talking about is when you genuinely don't know what happened, when you don't know what the witness's answer is going to be, when you don't know what the evidence is going to be, you have to ask in a deposition. And so, you know, not putting it on the record, you just need to know. The only way to deal with it, the only way to plan with it, the only way to handle it at trial is that you've seen it. And actually, then we're going to talk about it in a little bit, but you've also contained it. You're going to box it in and you're going to keep it so that it doesn't get any worse, that you have managed the worst that you can possibly hear.